local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Hoping that you had a great October weekend. The chilly weather was here for a little bit in the mornings and at night, and then it kind of disappeared during the day, and it'll disappear again for this week. It is October 15th, right?
Well, let me see. Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay,
chilly weather. We're moving around, right along, right?
Kelly's happy that the chilly weather is leaving after it shows up for a little bit. I wish it would stay around a little bit longer. We've got Dr. Bill's weather forecast more than twice an hour in the mornings, but twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll play that for you in just a second. Right now, our three big things on FMTalk1065.com. At the top of the stack, because it's the most important right now, how you can help with Hurricane Michael relief. Our TV news partners at WKRG put together a great list showing how you can help those that were affected and are affected by Hurricane Michael. Follow that link through on our website, FMTalk1065.com, and find out how you can donate money or goods to the people that have been affected. The second big story, FEMA Chief Brock Long, he's been touring the damage. Yesterday he was with Florida Governor Rick Scott, and he says that the damage left by Hurricane Michael is some of the worst that he has ever seen. Yesterday, Long said that storm damage will require officials to help meet housing needs of displaced residents for the next several months, and that he expects the death toll to rise due to the deadly storm. Right now, that number are kind of fluctuating depending on where you're getting your news, but 17 to 18 is the number that I'm seeing for current deaths right now. But the mayor of Mexico Beach, Florida, where around 250 to 280 of the 1,000 residents stayed and tried to ride through the storm, the mayor said that it would be a miracle if more aren't added to that death toll number. FEMA Director Brock Long also said that FEMA employees are going to start going through shelters and in damaged neighborhoods to start registering people for federal assistance that is available to residents after a disaster. And the third big thing, big news because this is in Alabama and Talladega, whenever there's a race, that's always at the front of people's minds. Eric Almirola yesterday winning the NASCAR Cup Series playoff race in Talladega, his first win in about 150 races, but that was a great one to watch from Talladega, Alabama. 7:07 now. We'll come back with some news from Kelly Finley. Right now, though, it's time to check traffic on the way in with Kane and weather from Dr. Bill Williams.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, state troopers sharing an action involving a school bus on Highway 98 at Waltman Road. No kids were on the bus and no injuries involved. So far, it's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort looking good, and Mobile Police Department not working any other accidents. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few scattered thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
7:09 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley here as well. Per usual, every single morning, Sean Sullivan will be back on Wednesday. Right now, it's time to check the headlines on this Monday morning. Here's Kelly.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. Good Monday morning. And all kids back in school, Dalton. You know, no more teacher workshop days. The hurricane has, rolled on through. Mm-hmm. So severe weather, not an issue. So everyone have a great day at school.
Time to focus.
Hey, A pluses all the way. All right. So you talked about the three big things that we can check out on our website, mm-hmm. FMTalk1065. Also want to piggyback on that because there's also more great news as President Donald Trump has approved federal disaster aid relief for four Alabama counties. And they are Dale, Henry, Geneva, and Houston. They will all receive funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency Public Assistance Program. Governor Ivey said in part, quote, "This assistance will help us recover some of the costs of response and recovery efforts conducted by the state and local governments. This will be a huge benefit to the smaller communities in Alabama that have been affected." So by approving this emergency declaration, you know, President Trump made this happen. This now allows local and state governments to be able to cover the costs associated with preparing and responding to Hurricane Michael. Under the Public Assistance Program, assistance will be provided at 75% federal funding for approved costs related to the storm. And then there's this, Dalton, I know we told you about this earlier this month, but this is so important to repeat. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and there are sobering numbers that are associated with this month. Did you know that almost 4 million women are physically abused by their husbands or boyfriends every year? Did you know that domestic violence is a crime? Did you know the problems of domestic violence are not confined to any group or groups of people, but cut across all economic, racial, and societal barriers? And did you know 402 adults and 431 children were sheltered at the Penelope House in 2017? Because this is such a vital and important topic in our city, in our county, in our state, and in our nation, we are going to have Tony Ann on from the Penelope House to talk more about the 24-hour crisis line that they have, which is 1-800-650-6522. Ways that you can help victims this month just by wearing the color purple, and how our youth are getting involved with getting the message out as to the important signs and symptoms associated with this debilitating situation. Because it does not matter your zip code, your color, your race. This is happening, or your age, I should say. This is happening, and so we want to just make sure that you are in the know with information. So Tony Ann will join us in our 8 o'clock hour, and she will take your phone calls as well. If you have questions, you want to stay anonymous. It's so important, Dalton. So October, of course, being known as this month, as well as recognizing breast cancer awareness as well.
We love Tony Ann here at FM Talk 106.5 and the work she does through Penelope House. So really looking forward to that coming up at 8:30 this morning.
That is right. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 7:13 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, Sports on the Plains with Auburn Sports Today. We'll also check the news with WKRG and a whole lot more coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida Governor Rick Scott is freezing insurance rates for Hurricane Michael victims. The damage in the Florida Panhandle and in the Big Bend area could total more than $4.5 billion. The governor's declaration prevents insurance companies from dropping or rescinding insurance coverage in the hard-hit area. He also urged claims adjusters to move quickly to ensure homeowners get money to clean up and rebuild. Meanwhile, President Trump will tour Hurricane Michael damage along the Florida Panhandle and in Georgia today. News 5's Katarina Luketich is in Florida and will be covering the president's trip live on WKRG News 5 and on WKRG.com. The mayor of Ocean Springs, Mississippi is campaigning to put medical marijuana on the state's ballot. It will take 86,000 signatures from registered voters in the state. Mayor Shea Dobson is collecting the signatures to allow Mississippians to decide whether the drug should be legal for medical use. The mayor called the issue one of compassion. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Open the window of savings with Window World Windows, starting at just $189 for a white vinyl, double-hung, double-paned insulated window. Single-paned windows rob your wallet of hundreds of dollars every year. And with Window World's exclusive lifetime warranty on parts and labor, it makes sense to replace those windows. And be sure to ask about our form-fitted insulated siding as well. Start saving. Find out more online at windowworld.com. That's windowworld.com.
When Hurricane Michael struck Florida, homes were demolished, families were displaced, and as always, it's children who suffer the most. That's why Save the Children is there. Right now, Save the Children is making sure children and families devastated by Hurricane Michael get the help they need. When you partner with Save the Children, you can send love, care, and critical aid right here at home. Find out more at www.savethechildren.org.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
716 on FM Talk 106.5. Crazy weekend in college football. It was a tough one for the Auburn Tigers. How are they going to rebound after that loss this weekend to the Tennessee Vols? Time to check sports on the plane with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment and Papa Murphy's.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
All right, welcome to Monday. Auburn soccer started the new week with a 1-0 win at Missouri. Freshman Haley Whitaker scored the game's only goal in the 70th minute. The win moves the Tigers to 3-3-1 in SEC play, and it's Coach Karen Hoppe's 300th victory as a head coach. Two of Auburn's final three regular season matches are at home, including this Thursday against a top 15 Vanderbilt team. More after this message from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards. All from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Auburn football has today off before resuming prep for Ole Miss tomorrow. As the Tigers aim to snap their two-game losing skid, senior linebacker Deshaun Davis discusses the team's attitude going forward.
We just have to find a way to get back to being Auburn. You know who Auburn is right now. We know the SEC championship is out the window, kind of. We're probably playing for the national championship out the window. So right now, it's just playing for the pride of our team, the pride of ourselves, and just trying to get Auburn to being Auburn.
Davis had another double-digit tackle day against Tennessee this past Saturday. Auburn and Ole Miss kick just after 11 a.m. this Saturday in Oxford. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, Steel people.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule.
No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center delays continue with an accident involving a school bus on Highway 98 to Waltman Road. No injuries involved and no kids were on that bus. So far, if you're traveling Airport and Dolphin at 65 to the 1065 split in downtown, no problems. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. From small repairs to larger, more complex jobs, see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you have school-aged children, be aware of three recent changes affecting 529 education savings plans for 2018. First, if your college student drops a class midterm, the refund is tax-free as long as he or she recontributes the refund amount into the plan within 60 days. Second, if your student attends grades K through 12, you're allowed up to a total of $10,000 every year for each child's public, private, or religious school's tuition. The third change allows funds to be rolled over from a 529 to an ABLE account up to $15,000. ABLE accounts are tax-favored accounts for people who become disabled before age 26. It's designed to help save and pay for disability-related expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few scattered thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingan's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
7:23 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's 70 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios as we get started on this Monday, and it's time to check headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Drive safely to your morning destination. Don't forget to buckle up. That's a mom moment brought to you by me.
Perfect.
I just think about all the precious cargo on our roadways this morning, because you know Monday people kind of have sleep and trying to rush to where they need to go.
That's right. That was a good PSA. I endorse that.
I approve this message. All right. Making news out of Florida, so keep your eyes peeled, because the Walton County Sheriff's Office, they need your help to find a missing teenager. 14-year-old Vincent Quituga was last seen by his parents back on October the 7th on Daisy Lane in Mossy Head. He was last seen wearing gray shorts with a red stripe down each side of the shorts and a gray shirt. His parents say he may possibly be with a girlfriend in Crestview. Anyone with any information on his whereabouts, you are encouraged to call the Walton County Sheriff's Office at 850-892-8186. Or if you'd like to remain anonymous, you can call the Emerald Coast Crime Stoppers at 850-863-TIPS. If you are a fan of your local and statewide lawmakers, make sure you let them know. Or if you want to change when it comes to your neighborhood, your city, your county, and your state lawmakers, now is your time to do so, but you must be registered to vote. State law sets the deadline to register at 15 days before the election. So the deadline is October the 22nd, Dalton. October the 22nd. So you can register online on the Secretary of State website. You can also update your registration information. Perhaps if you've moved, you also can plug in vote411.org. It takes less than 2 minutes, so zero excuses, people. For voters who are not able to go to the polls on Election Day, the last day to apply for an absentee ballot is November the 1st, okay? So the general election is Tuesday, November 6th. The approximate time of Election Day, which of course is 7 a.m., you have, Dalton, 21 days, 23 hours, 35 minutes. Oh, it just changed. 21 days, 23 hours, 34 minutes, and 54 seconds.
Oh, man. What are we going to do?
But who's counting?
No.
You know, unfortunately, our the percentage of people who are registered to vote and who actually vote, it's pretty dismal. So I think we should change that.
I think so.
Make it happen, people. October the 22nd is your last day to register to vote. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 7:25 now on FM Talk 106.5. And President's got a busy week on hand. He'll be starting that week, actually coming down to visit the Florida Panhandle and Georgia today. He's supposed to land in Florida right around 10:30 this morning to survey the damage left over from Hurricane Michael. But last night, in a 60 Minutes interview with President Trump, the story that they were talking about was international news, with yesterday pro-government Turkish newspaper reporting that Turkish officials have an audio recording of the alleged killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi from the Apple Watch that he wore when he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul over a week ago. This new claim was published by the Sabah newspaper, and through that, Turkish security officials have leaked a lot of information about the case. It puts a lot of pressure on Saudi Arabia to try to explain what happened to Khashoggi as he entered their consulate. President Trump yesterday on that 60 Minutes interview threatened action if it is proved that the Saudi king is involved in the disappearance of Khashoggi. He said, "We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment." The Saudi government repeatedly has been denying any involvement. Yesterday, Republican Senator Marco Rubio said that he thinks Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin should not attend a major investment conference in Saudi Arabia later this month. Rubio told CNN State of the Union that he doesn't think any U.S. government officials should be going and pretending that it's business as usual. And after Trump's remarks came out yesterday, Saudi Arabia threatened retaliation if President Trump follows through with that threat to inflict severe punishment on the kingdom if they're proven responsible for the disappearance of the journalist. And Saudi King Salman reportedly has ordered an internal investigation. Khashoggi's disappearance prompted a growing list, that conference we were just talking about, a growing list of attendees and sponsors to drop out of the Davos in the Desert investor conference that's coming up. The Saudi stock exchange fell by 4% and bounced back with a 2% rise today. But all this happening internationally, it'll be a story to follow.
It's very sad, because and this journalist knew that something wasn't right, because he told his girlfriend that, if you know, to make sure to be on alert if she didn't hear from him in a certain amount of time, to call authorities. And so I believe more than 20 hours passed by before that happened. But having that Apple Watch on and hearing about the gruesome, he is said to have been interrogated and then assassinated and then dismembered, and it's very gruesome. But gosh, and to understand that this man, as a journalist, was trying to make sure that the people, that you know, his readership understood what was going on in a different country. You don't realize how great it is to be an American and all the, you know, all the democracy that we get to enjoy, until you hear stories like this and understand.
Yeah, Khashoggi, he's got a long history with the Saudi royal family, and then he's been awfully critical of them lately, which leads into this happening. And in that 60 Minutes interview yesterday, President Trump, he went into detail saying, you know, what's awful, most awful about this is a journalist trying to report the news, which I'm sure a lot of national media outlets did not expect the president to say that, but he was pretty forthcoming in that 60 Minutes
interview. has in his background, he used to criticize President Trump. Keep that in mind.
All right. Well, more to come on that story, I'm sure. 729 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way. We've got traffic with Kane, weather with Dr. Bill, news with Kelly, and sports with myself. All coming up. Stay tuned. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. President Trump will tour Hurricane Michael damage along the Florida Panhandle and in Georgia today, 5 days after the powerful Category 4 hurricane made landfall in Mexico Beach. Sunday, Florida Governor Rick Scott and FEMA Director Brock Long surveyed the damage and comforted residents whose homes were damaged or destroyed.
Mexico Beach was, you know, wiped off the map. Lynn Haven, you know, a lot of inland damage, just like what we're seeing here in Bluntstown as well.
Hurricane Michael is blamed for at least 18 deaths from Florida to Virginia, with only one confirmed death in Mexico Beach. The town's mayor says it would be a miracle if it stayed that way. 250 residents in Mexico Beach may have tried to ride out the storm. The latest Associated Press poll has Alabama ranked number one again. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's status for the Tides game against Tennessee Saturday is up in the air. The quarterback aggravated a knee sprain and left the game in the third quarter. The Tide went on to beat Missouri 39-10. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
Sears Holdings, which include Kmart, plummeted 33.7% in pre-market trading on Wall Street this morning after Sears filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Steve Kastenbaum reports Sears couldn't make a $134 million debt payment today.
Instead of making the payment to its lenders in the early morning hours, Sears filed for bankruptcy. The company is seeking Chapter 11 protection from its debt holders rather than Chapter 7, which would have led to a complete closure and liquidation.
Sears is closing another 142 stores by the end of the year. Stock futures are moderately down across the boards this morning ahead of the opening bell. The White House is brushing aside threats by Saudi Arabia that it may economically retaliate for any U.S. action imposed over the suspected murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, pledging a swift, open, transparent investigation into his disappearance. President Trump tours hurricane damage in Georgia and Florida today. Power still out for tens of thousands. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Sears today filed for bankruptcy protection from creditors, marking the collapse of a company that dominated retailing for much of the 20th century. The retailer reached a deal with its lenders that will allow it to keep hundreds of its stores open for now. As part of the deal, Sears is expected to close at least 150 stores immediately. Currently, the company operates about 700 Sears and Kmart stores and employs about 70,000 people. Papa John's International has appointed Mike Nettles as Chief Operating and Growth Officer as part of a new structure for the pizza chain. Nettles previously served as the company's Chief Information Officer. Papa John's is embroiled in a battle with the company's founder, John Schnatter, who was ousted from the CEO position following a series of controversies. Congrats, Chicago. You've been named the rattiest city in the country. Orkin has released its top 50 rattiest cities, and Chicago takes the top spot for the fourth consecutive year. Los Angeles is number two, followed by New York, Washington, and San Francisco. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. online or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
735 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. 70 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios and a pretty nice weekend. Dr. Bill had the weekend weather scale at 1.9140 on Friday, and it certainly felt like that on Saturday and Sunday. I loved the chill in the air during the mornings and around dusk, I would say. But during the middle of the day, still in the mid-80s, kind of hot. I'm sure you appreciated the heat more than I did.
I like it hot.
That's right. So hopefully we'll get more of that cool weather coming through, because it is mid-October after all. But this week looks like highs in the mid to upper 80s. There should be some afternoon thunderstorms rolling through, as if it were summer or something like that, but nothing too dangerous. Of course, that depends on the storm, because we know how they can roll through.
That's right.
In this area. The three big things right now on FMTalk1065.com. At the top of the stack, how you can help, a guide on how to help with Hurricane Michael relief. Our TV news partners at WKRG put together a great list showing how you can help those affected by Hurricane Michael, whether you use your pocketbook or go out and get donatable items, non-perishable items, water, things like that, and take them to your local drop-off points. Those drop-off points are listed on our website, fmtalk1065.com, on the link through to the WKRG story. Also, the second big thing on our list, the FEMA chief, Brock Long, says Florida damage among the worst that he has ever seen. Brock Long was touring several towns in Florida's panhandle yesterday with Governor Rick Scott. And after that tour, Long said that storm damage will require officials to help meet housing needs of displaced residents for the next several months. Of course, thousands still without power. Long previously said that he's expected the death toll to rise due to the deadly storm. But after that tour, both he and the governor sidestepped questions on whether they anticipate more deaths to be announced in the days ahead. The mayor of Mexico Beach did not sidestep those questions when he was asked. He said it would be a miracle if more were not found perished. Around 250 to 280 of the 1,000 residents of Mexico Beach stayed behind and tried to weather that Category 4 storm last weekend. And as they go through the rubble the following week, they hope that they don't find anyone, but the mayor said that it would be a miracle if they did not. And the third big thing on our list, a little bit happier news here. They raced in Talladega this weekend, and Eric Almirola won for the first time in well over 100 races. It was a thrilling race with Kurt Busch running out of fuel during the overtime period. So that happened yesterday in Talladega, Alabama. Right here on Mobile Mornings, we've got your weather and news coming up. Also, your traffic with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've got a new accident in Baldwin County on 181 just on the north side of I-10. So careful there. State troopers are heading there now. State troopers also on the scene of another accident involving a school bus at Moffitt and Waltman Road. And Mobile Police Department have got an accident with injuries in Spring Hill Avenue and Anthony Street. It's dinner and a thriller at the Battle House on Saturday, October 27th, with a Halloween dinner and show performed by the Mobile Mystery Theater. $62 per person includes the buffet dinner, wine, and the show inside the Moonlight Ballroom. Find your tickets at eventbrite.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few scattered thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we welcome back Michael Nash, who lead us through running effective workplace meetings. More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
Most everybody dislikes workplace meetings. They take too long, little is ever decided. They're more for posing and posturing than for making progress. Michael believes meetings are reflections of your workplace's culture. He can watch a workplace meeting unfold and learn all he needs to know about what's working and what's broken in your business. And he has a formula for running an effective, efficient, and smart meeting. It has more to do with what's summarized than what's discussed, with what's agreed to than what's assigned. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean Sullivan will be back on Wednesday morning. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Monday. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. The death toll right now at 18. We're talking about Hurricane Michael. And at this hour, at least 30 to 35 people still unaccounted for in the Mexico Beach area. Unfortunately, that number is expected to rise. This as a result of Hurricane Michael after search and rescue teams discover more bodies over the weekend. Now, they are using trained dogs in the search and rescue unit. That's according to the Miami Fire Chief. Mexico Beach, as Dalton has mentioned already this morning, is a town of about 1,000 people, nearly wiped out after that storm surge and a Category 4 hurricane made landfall last Wednesday. This is being described as the most powerful hurricane to ever make landfall in the U.S. State officials say that by one count, 285 people in Mexico Beach, they defied the mandatory evacuation orders and they stayed behind. Federal Emergency Management Agency Chief Brock Long, who we've been talking about all morning long, he says he expects the death toll to rise since, quote, very few people live to tell what it's like to experience storm surge. And unfortunately, in this country, we seem to not learn the lesson. On board the Tyndall Air Force Base, Colonel Laidlaw there says that that duty station took a, quote, beating. And he told the 3,600 men and women stationed on that base not to come back, saying, I will not recall you and your families until we can guarantee your safety and that we need to restore basic utilities, clear out our roads of trees and power lines, and assess the structural integrity of our buildings. Closer to home, if you'd like to help those impacted by Hurricane Michael, but you're not quite sure as to how you can do that, well, you can head to Daphne, Alabama. As the City of Daphne Fire Station, they are right now accepting your donations of hurricane relief supplies. We're talking about non-perishable food items, water, hygiene supplies, diapers, cleaning supplies, temporary shelter items like tents and canopies. And if in doubt, you can always purchase a gift card and allow, you know, those impacted to do what they want to do with that gift card. Now, we've talked Hurricane Michael, Dalton, okay? I want to bring some relief, okay? Well, maybe kind of, sort of. This is for our gamers. We have a lot of gamers that listen.
We do. So, surprisingly.
Yeah, so over the weekend, Fortnite News, have you seen this? They posted a message about this. Here's the message. PSA, set your messages to friends only on your PlayStation 4 for now, as there are glitched messages going around that will brick your console and force you to factory reset.
You know what a brick bricking is?
Well, the only brick in my life is my bonus son. So that's his name. But I wanted to read about this because I know how many people are interested in this. And before you tell me what it means, let me just walk you through the steps.
Okay.
1, account management. 2, privacy settings. 3, personal info. 4, messages. 5, friends only. Follow those steps from Fortnite News, and you should be good to go. Now, tell me what bricking is.
Okay,
please.
A brick is when that system that you're playing the game on basically becomes as useful as a brick that's sitting outside. This you become hacked, some kind of malware, and it you know, they call it the blue or red screen of death on your computer. Whenever that pops up and you're in trouble, you're gonna have to take it in to get it fixed. It's basically the same for your gaming console, and that's important not only to the gamers out there but the parents of gamers, because guess who ends up paying for it?
That's right.
If it ends up breaking down. So I guess pass that news along to your Fortnite-playing children, or if you're playing it, watch out for those messages.
I'm just keeping you in the know. So and someone commented on Twitter, so you mean to tell me that I paid more than $400 for this console, and a message can do this to my console?
Ooh.
Ouch.
No one wants that to happen.
They don't. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And today, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump scheduled to come on down to the Florida Panhandle to survey damage from Hurricane Michael. The news I've seen has them landing right around 10:30 this morning. Vice President Mike Pence, he'll be visiting the hard-hit South Georgia towns tomorrow. Trump told Georgia Governor Nathan Deal over the weekend that, quote, the federal government is fully available and committed to helping state and local agencies. About 200,000 Floridians remained without power days after last week's storm. That's down from a peak of 400,000 during and right after the storm. The death toll from the storm, like Kelly just mentioned, has risen to 18, and authorities warn that the number could rise as dozens more people remain missing.
I was just going to say that 7:25, the president did tweet that we'll be leaving for Florida and Georgia with the first lady to tour the hurricane damage and visit with FEMA, first responders, and law enforcement. Maximum effort is taking place. Everyone is working very hard. Worst hit in 50 years.
That's certainly true, especially if you've seen any of the drone videos or news videos from over the weekend, as they're able to finally make their way around those hard-hit cities and towns, and the damage is truly unbelievable. 7:46 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with your sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW. 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida Governor Rick Scott is freezing insurance rates for Hurricane Michael victims. The damage in the Florida Panhandle and in the Big Bend area could total more than $4.5 billion. The governor's declaration prevents insurance companies from dropping or rescinding insurance coverage in the hard-hit area. He also urged claims adjusters to move quickly to ensure homeowners get money to clean up and rebuild. Meanwhile, President Trump will tour Hurricane Michael damage along the Florida Panhandle and in Georgia today. News 5's Katarina Luketich is in Florida and will be covering the president's trip live on WKRG News 5 and on WKRG.com. The mayor of Ocean Springs, Mississippi is campaigning to put medical marijuana on the state's ballot. It will take 86,000 signatures from registered voters in the state. Mayor Shea Dobson is collecting the signatures to allow Mississippians to decide whether the drug should be legal for medical use. The mayor called the issue one of compassion.
I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the Major League Baseball playoffs, the Boston Red Sox beat the Houston Astros 7-5 on Sunday night to even up the American League Conference Series at one game apiece.
And that's high in the air to left field. Benintendi, with his back against the wall, makes the catch. The ball game is over, and Boston wipes the brow and hangs on to win game two.
A call from TBS last night. The Astros won game one on Saturday, 7-2. Game three will be on Tuesday. In the NLCS, the LA Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers split the first two games of the series, with the Brewers winning game one on Friday, 6-5, and the Dodgers winning game two on Saturday, 4-3. Game three is tonight from LA, beginning at 6:39. For the second weekend in a row, there was complete mayhem in college football. And for the second week in a row, 8 top 25 ranked teams lost. 4 of those teams were ranked in the top 10 this weekend. Number 2 ranked Georgia was beaten for the first time this season. The Bulldogs went into Baton Rouge and lost to Ed Orgeron's LSU Tigers 36-16. Number 6 ranked West Virginia were beaten soundly by Iowa State 30-14. That likely derails the playoff hopes and any opportunity for quarterback Will Grier to win the Heisman Trophy. Number 7 ranked Washington can also probably kiss their playoff hopes goodbye with their second loss of the season, this one coming courtesy of the 17th ranked Oregon Ducks. Number 8 ranked Penn State lost to Michigan State 21-17 on a last minute touchdown pass. Last week there were 8 SEC teams ranked in the top 25. This week there are 7 after the Auburn Tigers dropped out following a 30-24 home loss to the Tennessee Vols. Quarterback Jarrett Stidham had 3 turnovers in a game that the Tigers were favored to win by 2 touchdowns. Here's this week's AP poll top 10. At number 10, the unbeaten UCF Golden Knights. At number 9, the Oklahoma Sooners. Number 8, Georgia. Number 7, the Texas Longhorns. Number 6, Michigan. Ranked number 5, the LSU Tigers. At number 4, Notre Dame. Number 3, Clemson. Ranked number 2 with 1 first place vote, the Ohio State Buckeyes, and still at number 1, the Alabama Crimson Tide. They remain unbeaten with a 39-10 win over the Missouri Tigers. In that game, starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa went into the medical tent following a third quarter scramble and slide. The stadium and Tide fans everywhere held their breath as Tua's parents were even taken into the tent. However, Tua would return to the sideline, and head coach Nick Saban said that he only tweaked a knee injury that he suffered last week and that he could have returned to the game if needed. Also Saturday, the South Alabama Jaguars crushed Alabama State 45-7 to snap a 3-game losing streak. The Jags are off this next weekend before hosting Troy on Tuesday night, October 23rd, in the annual Battle for the Belt. Tonight on Sports Night at 7 p.m., I'll be live at the Jersey Mike Subs in West Mobile on Airport Boulevard across from Academy Sports, and we'll be giving away tickets to the Battle for the Belt, along with a lot more Jag swag. Come on out tonight at 7 for Sports Night on FM Talk 106.5. In the NFL on Sunday, the New England Patriots handed the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss this season in a 43-40 barn burner in New England.
A snap and play, swing the right leg, kick left into the uprights, right down the middle, a game winner for Gostkowski, and the Patriots prevail 43-40.
That call courtesy of 98.5 WBZ. And with the win, Tom Brady became the first quarterback in NFL history to win 200 regular season games. That means the Los Angeles Rams remain the only undefeated team. They're now 6-0 after beating Denver yesterday 23-20. In the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, Eric Almirola took the checkered flag at Talladega in the number 10 Ford. A wreck with three laps to go forced overtime where Kurt Busch ran out of fuel on the final lap. That allowed Almirola to pass him and claim the victory. Busch led for 108 laps on Sunday but would finish 14th. Clint Bowyer finished second, followed by Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Joey Logano. There are five races remaining in the playoffs. Next week in Kansas is the final race in the round of 12. Almirola currently leads the standings, followed by Chase Elliott, Kevin Harvick, and Kyle Busch. 7:54 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few scattered thunderstorms, lows around 70. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, not working any new accidents. Spring Hill Avenue and Anthony Street got that one moved down the roadway. Moffitt Waltman has been cleared up. They do have one on 181 in Baldwin County, just north of the interstate, right by the mall. They're moving into a parking lot as well, so not a bad start so far on the way in. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile, they offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. See the brand new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot the Revere double wide and get pre-qualified online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 7:56 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check the headlines. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Happening this morning in about a half hour or so, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and Attorney General Steve Marshall, they're scheduled to meet with members of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. This meeting has been prompted by victims' advocates and the Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey, who admit to being surprised about how early paroles for violent offenders are happening. Attorney Bailey wants the governor to investigate the parole board's actions, saying, quote, the current board has repeatedly and consistently released violent offenders after they have served only a minute portion of lengthy sentences. Now, the parole board has released a statement of their own saying that they had no data showing an increase in early parole consideration for violent offenders. There are three parole board members who are appointed by the governor and then confirmed by the state senate. The governor's spokesperson said the governor has met with victims, the victims advocacy group VOCAL, which also spoke out about the issue of early release. As for that meeting, it's 8:30 this morning. A press conference will immediately follow that meeting. Also this morning, the director of the Mobile County Communications District is apologizing after being pulled over for public intoxication. According to officials, Charlie McNichol was arrested at 12:35 a.m. last Friday by Spanish Fort Police for public intoxication on Highway 31 and Highway 90. Now, the Spanish Fort Police Chief confirmed that McNichol was in possession of his vehicle. However, he was not charged with DUI. McNichols released a statement in part saying, "I am embarrassed. This was a mistake that I made. I make no excuse for my poor judgment." His bond was set at $400. McNichols was able to make bond. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Coming up, cleanup and recovery following Hurricane Michael will give you all the details you need to know on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.